survive. I have done all I can to protect my family. Today, I buried my wife. Now I fear for my child.
Yes! Disney has finally made a live-action Tarzan film. Yes! Oh, wait. This ain't Disney? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, that's right, people. Warner Brothers did this. This classic little gem here. They just had to touch on another Disney property. And once again, yet again, Pan wasn't enough for them last year. Peter Pan or whatever. They had to come and crackle Tarzan. And you know, I never really realized how much of a huge-ass Tarzan fan I was until I saw, until we reviewed, once again, on Throwback Tuesday, the animated Tarzan film that Disney did, and how much fucking fun that movie is. It's so great. The animation is beautiful. The music, Phil Collins, kid. Put yourself in what you must believe in. Two worlds, one family. And, you know, I was a little skeptical when Warner Brothers said, hey, we doing one too. And, you know, it's been put on hold for quite some time, but it's coming out now. It's coming. It's doing this. And, you know, you're like, after Disney did Jungle Book, I was like, well, this should be good, right? Right? I mean, we got the technology for this, right? Let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis and find out then. So this is not the Tarzan you may know of. It's not that origin story of, you know, finding him as a baby, being raised by apes. No, no, no. This is like a sequel to him. He's already a grown-ass man. He's already escaped the jungle about 10 years ago. And he's played by Alexander Skarsgård, who plays John Clayton, that's what the name he goes by in this film. They probably call him Tarzan maybe about 3 or 4 times. Kind of pissed me off. But anyway, so John Clayton, he's living in England, got this big-ass house, you know, stuff like that, because obviously his father was wealthy. And he's having, after, you know, living the life of the love London and having to realize how great it is, he gets tricked into going back by, I guess, Samuel Jackson's character, because there's a slave trade going on down there, and a lot of uneven things are going on in the Congo of Africa. Motherland, the home of Black Panther. Black Panther handled it. Shit, they don't need Tarzan. Actually, I think that's why Black Panther was created, to balance the offset of a white man running around in Africa that's actually saving the monkeys and shit like that. I digress, though. So, well, we open up first off with Christoph Waltz, and he's not the villain you know from the animated film or anything like that. He's playing a new character in here, and he played Leon Rom in here, and basically he's just trying to get some gold. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of laughed at that, because they have Jamon Hansu's character. He's out for vengeance, and you don't even know what his vengeance really is neither. You kind of like, I don't get what his whole plan is. He just wants to kill Tarzan. He's like, look, I didn't merge all your men here, Christoph Waltz. You want these diamonds, though. You want the gold, huh? Well, I'll be happy to provide you with these if you bring me Tarzan head on a platter. I want him alive here, because I'm going to kill him. And you don't really find out till almost damn near the end of the film that, oh, Tarzan killed his son years ago, I think when like Tarzan was 18, because this kid killed his mother, the gorilla ape. And Jamon, who plays Chief Mbunga, who's like a
damn near a superhero himself. Or this motherfucker's got like armor on shit. He's got these badass claws and shit like that. Whatever. I mean, he looked pretty cool as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. And so Samuel L. Jackson convinces him to go back. Hey, let's check this out. Slavery and stuff like that. Because it's going on. And Tarzan gets back. He takes Jane with him, played by Margot Robbie. She plays Jane Clayton. And, you know, they're getting in tune with everything. You know, their family members from this African tribe. I'm not remembering the name or what it was. Everything's going peachy gravy. Christoph Waltz shows up, murders the chief, takes in Jane. He tries to take Tarzan too, but Tarzan gets away with the help of Samuel L. Jackson's character. What's the name? Samuel L. Jackson's character in here is George Washington Williams. He's a real character. And if I'm not mistaken, Christoph Waltz's character is a real character as well, too. And by character, I mean they're real people in real lives. They actually, like, you know, because George Washington Williams, he was a Civil War fighter. I mean, he did a lot of amazing, incredible fucking things here. Problem with Samuel L. Jackson is, Samuel L. Jackson is speaking as if this is the 21st century in this goddamn movie. And this movie takes place in, I want to say, 19th century, I think, or something like 20th, something like that, whatever. I can't remember what place it's taken. It doesn't fucking matter, though. Samuel Jackson just feels like out of place. I can tell you that right now. Jane gets taken. Christoph Waltz. Tarzan says, oh, hell no. He's got the woman I love. This is the reason why I didn't want her coming down here in the first fucking place. I got to get her back. But meanwhile, also free the slaves that I come across and thus restore the balance of the Congo and reconnect with the animals that was once a part of me. Wow, that sounds amazing, doesn't it, people? Sounds really incredible. Because I'm here to tell you, no, actually, it's fucking boring as hell. It is boring as shit. I mean, this movie, this is the biggest problem of the movie, and I'm jumping right into it. It is boring, and you don't give a flying fuck about anyone in this film. You don't give a shit. Christoph Waltz, he's doing his typical Christoph Waltz he does as the bad guy and stuff, but I have to tell you this, people, for me personally, and I know a lot of people probably ain't going to agree with me, I thought this was the worst goddamn performance Christoph Waltz ever get. And, you know, it's almost if he took what he was doing in Spectre and said, huh, people said I was too serious or not on screen enough in that film. Well, let me show you what I would do if I was on screen long enough with that character and if it was a cartoon. Because I'm gonna drag my words out. I'm going to talk like this. And I'm going to move my lips like this. And that's how he was talking about the whole fucking movie. It was it was kind of embarrassing looking at him. I was just like, yeah, you're in a goddamn, this is not the Disney animated film. What are you doing right now? And another problem with the film, every goddamn thing is taken too serious. I understand slave trades, all this great stuff. Jesus, is anybody fucking smile in this movie besides Samuel Jackson? These people in this film, Tarzan himself, Alexander Skarsgård, it's amazing. When we took that shirt off and stuff like that, had the hair and stuff, I was like, wow, he kind of looks like Tarzan. He's got the jawline structure and stuff like that. His head shape is perfect for it and everything. I was like, wow, he looks like a great Tarzan, you know? It's a goddamn shame Warner Brothers did this film. Because I think in a Disney live action, he would kick ass as a Tarzan. But in here, that motherfucker is bland as shit. Him and Margot Robbie, they bring nothing to the table. They bring no kind of excitement to this film whatsoever. They try to give Jane some swarmy little lines here and stuff like that. But honestly, let's be real. They're trying to make it like, oh, she's a badass feminist, though. But it's like, motherfucker, you just another chick that needs saving. That's all. I don't give a damn if you try to say this all. Because they even say a line here. Oh, so I'm supposed to be screaming like the damsel in distress. That's what you are. You're the damsel in distress. I hate to tell you this. But the whole plot of this movie is based around Tarzan saving your ass. It's based on that. Okay? That's nothing to do. I really wish. I know a lot of people say they're sick of origin movies. I personally am not. I like origin movies. I love them a lot. I think that's the best films you can make personally is origin films. I know a lot of people saying, oh, I'm sick of seeing Batman's parents get shot. Personally, for me, I agree to some extent. Hey, Batman's parents, we've seen them shot 2 times maybe in live action, but I feel like when you do reboots and stuff like that, you kind of got to show it in a way. I mean, because it's the character's fucking origin. You got to show it. It's one of those things. You just got to show it. Spider-Man, Uncle Ben, you got to show it. It brings the character's death in there. Tarzan, I really wish they would have just went the origin route, follow the animated film here, because Jesus Christ, why am I calling him Tarzan? He's not even called Tarzan. John Clayton is boring as shit. They probably swing on, like, you know, when you think of Tarzan, you're thinking of that badass Phil Collins song playing, and this motherfucker surfing the trees and shit. He's going, oh, 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 and he's swinging from vines and shit like that. All that shit and stuff like that. You get a swinging from vines scene twice, twice, and he never once swing from trees. He doesn't surf on the fucking trees or none of that shit. It was annoying. It was everything that was fun about Tarzan. They took it and made it into this boring, non-fleshed out of a movie here. And Tarzan himself, he is just like the most depressing son of a bitch to be around in this film. You just don't want to be around him at all. He's not fun at all. He's just like, yeah, I like this actor at him, and I think he looks the part, but wow, he's really not doing anything. And I don't necessarily blame him. It's the writing. You got David Ace, who directed this, who's fucking Warner Brothers' go-to guy. He's fantastic there. Personally, I think he should be on a DC film. Because if you know, he's done the last Harry Potter films of the Deathly Hallows and stuff like that, and he's fucking amazing on those films. But in here, man, it felt like this was just... I don't know what to say with this one. I guess it was mainly the writing itself, or whatever, that they wanted to go this different route. Another problem I have to say, Warner Brothers, I think you have announced you're the king of this, and kudos to you, because this year has definitely been that for you. Is you're fucking terrible at CG. You are fucking awful at CG. I think that you should just stop with CG in general now. Because the bar has been set really high. And not just this year. I mean just in years in general. I'm going back to like Avatar time and stuff. Probably even before that. I just can't think of a movie right now. But the bar has been set high. And if you're putting $180 million into a film, which by the way, where the fuck did that money go to? And your CG looks like this? Oh my God. How the fuck are you still surviving? Because Dawn of Justice has some terrible ass CG. I can't remember the last superhero film I look at, or I guess Green Lantern maybe, where the CG was just like, oh, that looks like shit. And actually, no, the CG looked fine in Green Lantern, to be honest. CG looked like shit in Dawn. You get to this movie, you're just like, oh, and even in Pan too, whatever. Yeah, CG and I looked that like shit in there. And then you get to this film, you're just like, the one scene where they were about to start swinging around and stuff like that. I was like, oh, thank God, finally someone's gonna swing on some trees. They started walking on the trees. You could see it. Those trees looked fake as shit. And maybe I wouldn't have noticed that if I wouldn't have been fresh off, a month off, literally, off the Jungle Book. And just seeing how that environment looks so amazing in the jungle. And how those trees look so realistic and stuff. But I'm sitting here looking at these wide, big-ass trees and shit that look like they were put on a green screen. You can tell that none of this shit was filmed in location, which I don't have a problem with because neither was Jungle Book. But that movie only cost $175 million, and it had nothing but CG in it, and that one kid. Here, you got CG and the biggest actor in here, without a doubt, Samuel Jackson, probably the highest paid actor in here as well, too, Christoph Waltz. I'm sure Christoph Waltz doesn't have a price limit. He seems like a reasonable guy to work with. Margot Robbie, she ain't nobody. She's just up and coming, so you can probably pay her whatever the fuck she needs. And then you got Alexander Skarsgård, which I'm willing to bet you can pay him whatever the fuck you want to. But when you get down to it, everything. This cost $5 million more than The Jungle Book, and yet it looks 20 times fucking worse. The animals in here, all of them, look like shit. The monkeys, when they first come on the scene, the gorillas and stuff, I remember when they was hitting their chests, I was like, oh, God. Oh, I was like, oh. Oh, how many Planet of the Apes movies have we had? Jungle Book? We had a giant-sized monkey that looked more realistic than this shit. What is those things? And then the elephants, too. I was like, oh. And I forgot what those animals were that were charging. You see in the trailer, they're running down. Christoph Waltz got his mouth all wide open and shit like that. They looked fat. Everything just looked bad in this film. There was probably, like, at least two shots of the film I thought looked fine. The opening of the movie, when they show you the landscape of the Congo, looked great. Looked beautiful. I was like, oh, wow, that looks amazing. Oh, that CG's going to look great in this film. Those trailers were lying. No, they wasn't. And then there was another scene. I don't remember what it was. I think it was somewhere in the middle of the film. I think maybe it was like right after the hippos and run. So I was like, wow, that grass looks really good. I'm looking at grass and shit like that, people. That's how bored I am. That's how fucking bored I was. I literally was just sitting there on my hand on my cheek just going with my fist paw just like, oh, just hurry up and end. You're not really doing anything here. The problem with this movie, too, it's not linear. It's all over the place. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Well, technically, I mean that for me in a bad way. Yes, it's in a bad way. I wish it would just stay the main focal point. Like, him starts as a baby, from a little kid to a teenager, now the king of the jungle. Instead, it starts with him in London, and I kid you fucking not, the Tarzan movie we all know and love, which looks like the better movie in this film, too, it's set in dream sequences. Dream sequences and flashbacks. Warner Brothers, not only do you suck at CG, but you have a boner for flashbacks and dream sequences. I don't know what it is with you guys, but you need to stop that shit right now. Was Inception Warner Brothers? I'm wanting to say that I think Inception was Warner Brothers, and you guys are really just, you're just piggybacking off of that since now on, because every goddamn movie I watch with you guys now has too many goddamn dream sequences and flashbacks. There was a dream sequence, a flashback moment, I kid you fucking not, of Tarzan having, and when he first met Jane, and then the camera shows Jane tied up by Christoph Waltz, and it's her smiling, as if they had a linear connection of that flashback scene moment together. I look at that, it's like, that was terrible. That was just terrible. I was like, that looked like shit. The whole story itself, too, I think was all over the place. I think you got, first of all, this story with the tribe that Jemaa Hansu was running, but apparently it's part of their tribe to kill a monkey. That's how you know you become an adult or a gorilla. That's how you become a man, basically. And, you know, that whole storyline itself seems to be forgotten in the main thing, because he shows up in the beginning of the movie, and that's it. You got the Christoph Waltz story going on in the middle, and then it comes back, and he's just kind of like, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of was like, oh, I forgot that was even here. And then I thought about it, too, because not only does CGI look bad on animals, y'all can't even make gold look right in this goddamn movie. Like, gold. When Christoph Waltz put a piece of gold on the table to get an extension on collecting this tar, getting the gold and stuff like that. That shit, he put on the table. I looked at that and was just like, damn, the Infinity Stones and the Avengers look more realistic than this shit right here. What is that damn thing? It looks, I'm not gonna lie, people, I made me a cosmic cube. That's right, from the Avengers and stuff like that. And Cody has seen it. Cody will know this for a fact. My cosmic cube looked better than that damn gold piece of gold they had. This gold looked like a crystal with a light bulb in it. This gold looked like shit. I was looking at it, I was like, that don't look like it's worth the damn thing, to be honest. Another question. If these motherfuckers got access to gold, and I'm talking about Jemaa Hansu and all the Africans and stuff like that, why the fuck are they still wearing loincloths and living in caves and dirty and shit like that? You should be the richest motherfuckers of all time. You got a cave full of gold. Why are you living in bushes? That blew my goddamn mind watching this movie. I was just like, wait, hold on. So you have access to gold and you're just willing it to give it to this white man who's going to take over your land. He's going to own you motherfuckers, even though you just, they made y'all too stupid to realize that oh, why does he want gold? Up power, hello. And you're going to give him the gold if he just brings you Tarzan. Okay. Fuck this movie. No, I'll get in my rating a little bit later. But I want to talk about another thing that I had the biggest problems with. The gorillas. This by far might be the biggest personal problem I have with this. Because everybody knows in Tarzan the stories and stuff like that, in the animated film, his connection with the gorillas, unbreakable. It's tight. It's clean. It's amazing. It's great. His connection with the gorillas is shit in this movie. They're barely on fucking camera. I don't even know why they're in this goddamn trailer that much. I just watched this trailer right now. I'm looking at them like, yeah, these gorillas got more screen time they did in this trailer than they did in any of this movie. Because they got about a total of maybe 4 scenes in this film. And they never work with Tarzan. I don't even think they friends with him. It's funny because he gets taken by the female gorilla, we know. And you're wondering, at first, you're just like, nobody likes him. Why would she be the one to take? Because they're trying to put that realistic twist on it. Just like, they're wild animals, though, at the same time. So, rather he can connect with them or not, they're wild. Then why would the mother one take him in and whatever? Why is she the one different from all the other ones or whatever? They and then, you know, that scene where you see where Tarzan's running the gorilla. And me and Cody made this joke before. You know, that gorilla beat his ass. I don't even know what the realism of this was. And sure enough, he's like, I got to fight the gorilla. The gorilla whooped his ass. I was like, this dude would be dead if a gorilla came and just started, while you're on your back, and just started smashing your back in, whatever. They're talking about a bite injury that might have been infected at when one of the gorilla bombed. No, his ass would be broken and in shambles right now if a gorilla beat on him like that. Nope, this motherfucker running and jumping next scene, stuff like that. I was like, what? Hey, this is a problem with doing it realistic here. Jungle Book did it well. I was going to think about like other Disney live action films and stuff like that, but they're not really realism, if you will. I guess Jungle Book really isn't either. You got talking fucking animals and stuff. But it's the most realism of any of their live action films they did. I mean, Alice in Wonderland, I mean, there's a bitch on drugs, basically. Maleficent, we're talking about an evil witch and shit like that. What's another one? Cinderella. I guess that's more realism, yeah. Just back in the old days. Yeah, so I guess, but in Jungle Book and Cinderella, the realism in there, you feel it. You see it. You look at it. You love it. Here, the realism as it destroys the story. Because the realism in here, it makes you look at them and go like, well, his connection with the gorillas aren't there, so I don't really... Like, they actually make the gorillas dicks in this movie. You don't give a damn about any of the gorillas. He's just like, yeah, you can shoot them all, I'll be honest. And there's a funny moment because he has one of the scenes with the elephants, and we all know the elephant from the films and stuff in the book. And he puts his hand, he's like, my old friend. It was that... When he said that, I had that moment from Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Harry and Peter. And they were talking about, we've been friends for a long time. I was just like, don't nobody know that because nobody saw this first. Everybody wants to see that first movie that this movie keep flashbacking and dream sequencing to. Nobody wants to see this movie. I admire the ambition of wanting to put such a compelling story as far as the, you know, the slave trade and the Congo of the blood diamonds and stuff like that. But don't nobody want to see that shit in a Tarzan film, let alone its first film. And you got a little ballsy putting $180 million in there and putting that in here and not making an actual Tarzan film. I'm telling you, people, if you're going in here for some swinging and sliding and trees and stuff, you ain't getting that. You are not getting that at all. I don't even think the fight sequences was that good either, personally. They were like moving around the camera so goddamn much you just didn't give a shit about anything. I didn't give a damn about anything. The only person I actually gave a damn about is because even though I think he feels so out of place in this film, is Tarzan. I mean, not Tarzan, Samuel Jackson's character. Is because he's actually having fun with the film, and you can tell his one-liners, their jokes are hit and miss because they just feel so out of date and out of place. But he brings some kind of excitement to the film. How he was able to keep up with Tarzan, that beats the fuck out of me. I really don't get that at all. I thought Margot Robbie, I thought she was wasteless in this film. I don't even know why you got her to be in here. I guess it helps her. I don't know. I don't think it does. You probably just got her because she's in Suicide Squad, which is another Warner Brothers film. He's just like, she does nothing. Her accent slips in and out. I don't know. I'm assuming that she, you know, she's like, I'm a fan of Tarzan and Jane. And I know that Tarzan, Jane is from the UK. She's British. But in this movie, they made her American, so she's kind of like, oh, so she was switching in and out of those accents and stuff like that. And I think finally someone said, hey, she knows that our Jane is American, right? Oh, she's American? Oh, let me put my American accent. So there was moments where she did that. Christoph Waltz, I thought he was fucking terrible. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was terrible. I've seen a lot of Christoph Waltz performances and in movies I didn't even like. And like Django's one, I hate that movie, but I think Christoph Waltz did a great job in it. But I still think that he did a great job. But in here, I just look at him and go like, I think you're pretty awful, actually. To the point, he's even got a magical weapon. Yeah, people, I kid you not. He has a magic weapon. It's a fucking, you know, one of those cross beads. A rosary is what they're called, I think. I think they're called rosaries and shit like that. And this motherfucker, like, it, like, latches on and chokes a motherfucker out and shit. Like, it gets tightened up. And he tells a story about how he got it from a priest and shit like that. And I'm just like, all right. Don't nobody give a fuck about any of this, to be honest. Now, even that weapon, it was just kind of ridiculous in itself. And then back on the monkey's connection and stuff like that. You know, everybody knows that it was the cheetah, or the jaguar, I think, that killed Tarzan's parents in here. And, you know, Tarzan, he remembers his parents and stuff like that, and really heartfelt and stuff like that. Here, the gorillas kill his parent. Well, his father, at least. His mother died of sickness. The gorillas kill his father. And then they swim up, and they take Tarzan, too. And also, right off the bat, I'm already going like, yeah, fuck these gorillas. You know, the fact that the gorillas killed his father, even though his father was unarmed and stuff like that, it doesn't really make me give a damn at all that these African dudes that Jamon Hansu is leading killed the gorilla mother, even though she was the nicest of them all. Because I was just looking at that. Was like, well, they attacked and killed your father, so fuck these gorillas. You know, I that was the first time I've seen a Tarzan adaptation where I said fuck the gorillas, and there's a lot of them out there, and usually the gorillas add so much more of the compelling pieces to the film and stuff like that. And by the way, people, none of the animals in here talk. They don't do a Jungle Book at all. But and here the gorillas, I just didn't give a fuck about none of them. I didn't care. They didn't even show you a connection set up or anything. It's almost as if the director switched off those gorillas with this African tribe that Jane, where she grew up at and stuff, and in the Congo. And stuff. It's almost like they switched them out and said, look, these are the new, damn, as racist as about to sound, these are the gorillas' replacement right here, because you're not going to get any emotion out of them at all in this film. I don't know if it's just because being a hardcore Tarzan fan. No, it's not because of that. This movie's just literally boring, okay? I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on here. And not to mention, when he does swing for the first time, it looks fucking terrible. I don't know. It looks fucking terrible. It looked like Superman flying, basically. And people know how that is, whatever. Him just flying. You see the fist and the camera shake, and you just see the wind flowing in the back. It's like, it looks like shit, okay? I don't even know why y'all would do that. Oh, and by the ending, too. But it kind of got even more fucking ridiculous. I remember just saying, okay, I think I'm about to... I'm not, like, angry or whatever, but I feel like it was just wasting my time. So I was like, I think I'm about to walk out now, because this is clearly a waste of my time right here. This movie gets so goddamn ridiculous as to tell you pretty much how Tarzan connects with the animals is through mating calls. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So he makes mating noises. So basically, you telling me is these animals, they want to fuck him. And they're not following him because he controls. No, they just want to fuck him because they believe. Oh, like, oh, shit. Someone out there. So it's a bunch of horny-ass male animals out there that's just wanting to fuck him. And he's running away from them, and they catch their prey. Whoever's just in the crossfire, they're just going to get fucked. They're not getting eaten. They're getting fucked. He orders this huge-ass stampede to just go running down and destroy all these Bill and Kristoff walls and stuff like that. And it was, I mean, there was a point where Tarzan, like, these people are running through the rampage and stuff like that. And I was just like, how in the fuck is this possible right here? Those animals will be running his ass down, too. But he's using those mating calls. There's a moment in this scene, too, where Tarzan even gets shot, shrugs that shit off. Like, he gets shot, and it was almost like a fly hit him in the eye or something like that. Because he didn't even stop running. He just kept going. He just looked at his shoulder and just kept moving. I was just like, what in the hell? Okay. Oh, not to mention they had that bad CGI on his knuckles as well, too, to show how he did on fours and stuff. But it looked terrible on that. This part, like, he gets shot, and the dude that shoots him, he kicks him into a wall. I said, okay, did they shoot him with, like, some voodoo magic Black Panther shit in this fucking film? Because we just saw him get his ass broken by a gorilla, and yet he's got no cask or anything like that. So a regular human being, I don't give a damn how shape you are and stuff like that. This dude is shaped like an underwear model. You get your ass beat by a gorilla like that, you're in the hospital for at least a month or whatever. This dude gets shot, not only shrugs that off, and kicks this dude off a platform, blows him all the way across the water into a fucking wall. I was like, what the hell? Okay, is he super strong? He kicked him with one. He did that. Charlie Murphy Bruce Lee cross kick too, whatever shit. Yeah, goddamn, one of those kicks, whatever shit. You think Tarzan's a little too old in there with the Karate Kids and stuff like that, but he gave him one of those kind of kicks. And then, you know, he orders the alligators to kill Kristoff Waltz, and that's the end of the movie. Tarzan Jane, a year later, they up in Africa still chilling. Why the fuck they still in Africa? Who the fuck would want to live there? Nobody. It's like, you go back to London, you got wealth and fame and stuff like that, and you come back here, you living in fucking toilet paper underwear and shit like that and stuff. And you know, and they finally had a kid, and the legend continues, and he's like, oh, God, I don't want to fucking see that. I mean, clearly, they put $180 million in this film because they had faith in it. They had faith. I think this movie's going to fail. Actually, to be honest, when you really want to get down to it, people, Purge is probably going to come out number one at Finding Dory. I don't think Tarzan he's even got a chance in hell. This would be lucky if it makes number three. I think this is gonna bomb. Well, obviously it's gonna be a bomb, but shit, $180 million, people, you fucked up royally. I'm about to say DC. Yeah, I'm so used to saying royally fucked up DC, whatever, Warner Brothers. You just royally fuck up in general nowadays. First I was gonna give it a low stream it. People like, why? I was like, yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, maybe. That was one reason. Those two shots of the seminar, they look great. That vine was long. I don't know. It was long and it was green like it should be. It had some dirt on it. Tarzan was in good shape. It looked like he could go running for a while. You know, that's a positive, isn't it? It's got to be a positive. Nah, this is getting a fucking... this is getting a fucking bait, mainly on the fact of how bored I was. I literally was just waiting for this to end. I was like, you know, you just couldn't... you could just wrap this all up. And plus, I think the movie is like an hour and... I want to say 55 minutes or 45, somewhere around there. But I was kind of done. I'm not going to lie. I was like, yeah, I think it's time to wrap things up here. And I was getting so bored in this film that I was just like constantly picking my phone up, which I don't normally do. But I did a lot in this film. And my other problem is, you don't have Phil Collins in the damn score or whatever, then I don't see why. Why? Oh, is that Phil Collins right now? Oh, if you don't have that on there. What you must believe in. Two worlds, one family. Trust your heart. Basically, Warner Bros., don't ever fucking try to attempt at a Disney property ever again. You fucking suck.
He's Tarzan. You're Jane. He'll come for you.
Thank you.